Hey, it's 4:33 here at WCHL. Coming up in 90 minutes, or 87 minutes, I guess, we'll switch gears to Tar Heel basketball as they get set to take on Iowa in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Game tips off at 7:30. We'll have countdown to tip-off beginning at 6, running until 6:30, and then we'll send the broadcast over to the Smith Center, where Jones Angel and Eric Montross and the rest of the team will get you ready for game time at 7:30. We're joined now here in the studio by one of my favorite weekly guests, Susan Brown, the inimitable of Chapel Hill Public Library, who has a book sale coming up, right?
Yes, yeah. I do. We do. I do. There is
you
one.
You don't. The Friends there of the is. Chapel Hill
yes.
Public Library has a book sale.
We're pretty excited about
20,
that.
20,000 titles. Am I hearing that
it's
right?
It's growing every day.
Yeah.
They're fishing around for some more tables today because apparently some more books came in.
What happens if there are too many books for the tables? Do we just have piles on the floor or in boxes?
I'm not sure what. They'll put them underneath, and then when they sell the ones on top, they'll move
the
ones underneath.
On the underneath.
And of course, people, even though they're underneath, they'll still go dig through them underneath.
Because you don't know what's in those boxes.
That's right. But I will.
That's where
I
keep all the good ones. Whenever I find myself in Walmart on those rare occasions, I'll go to the $5 bin of DVDs and I'll
dig
all
deep.
The way to the bottom. Because you know that's where they put the good Blu-rays.
That's right. I will say, though, starting out, I love crossing paths with Lydia Lavelle, Mayor of Carrboro, out there in the hallway. I think she's one of us. I think she's a book nerd. She's like, I love your show.
Book
nerd. Was it came out? I was like, you're one of us.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have her
totally
on to chat books sometime.
Well, I was asking her because the recommendation for this week is Friends because we've got the Friends of the Public Library book sale coming up. And I was racking my brain trying to think of good ones. And I asked her, and she gave me a title, which I'm going to use as one of the recommendations.
I think that's cheating, Aaron.
Oh, it's totally cheating.
I think
cheating.
You cheated.
Cheating
Own
is
it.
Cheating is part of life.
Actually, we call it borrowing, not stealing. So you're borrowing, and that's what librarians do. You're borrowing her title.
Right, right. I will give it back to her.
There you go.
I will give it back to her by crediting her when I mention it.
Well done.
Yes, maybe.
So, the Friends sale.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's twice.
Yeah.
Their sales are big.
Right,
this one
right.
is twice as big.
And there's three every year. Is that right?
Three every year. Yep. There's actually a nice article went up about, from the Daily Tar Heel this afternoon. And it's not just books. There are DVDs. There might be some Blu-rays if you dig really deep.
Yep.
There are DVDs. There are CDs. There are book sets. There are kids' books. There are comic books. There are. Last time they had a whole room of just mass market paperbacks, the small ones.
I remember that.
It's also great if you're cool with this, and I totally am. Many are these days. doing your Christmas shopping there because they might
true.
Be used, but they're like new.
They're like
I mean,
new,
there are some brand new books in there.
I know I get my dad history books every single year, and a lot of times I'll go to Barnes & Noble or something like that and get him something new. A lot of times I'll give him something from my collection or give him something from, in addition to other things as well.
They don't know, and it doesn't matter.
But I usually tell them, so I'm honest that way.
Well, there's great stuff. They will also have holiday books. And, of course, if you don't find what you need in the sale, you can go down to the bookstore where they have even more stuff.
And
so, important details.
Yes.
Friday starts at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The madness begins. It's kind
if
of like our
remember.
Own Black Friday.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
2 till 5:30, members only.
Book
but you
Friday?
Can,
is that what we're calling it?
Oh.
That's
book
not
Friday?
Even a good
no,
pun at all.
It's not good.
It's fine.
I was just
going to
talk over that one, but
yeah,
I stopped.
Okay,
okay, so Friday, 2 till 5:30, members only, but you can join at the door. And membership is cheap. Students are like $10. I think the most expensive is families are $35. So that gets you into the first day of the book sale every time. And it's also a great way to support the work of the Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then my phone just, wait a minute, I don't want to get it wrong. Saturday, it is from 10 till 5:30. All day at the library, open to everybody. And then Sunday, it is 1 to 4, and that's bag sale. They will give you a nice paper bag, and you can fill it with books for $5.
That's the frenzy at the end of the
The Friends frenzy. It's the frenzy.
Yes.
Yes.
There we go. That's a better
right?
pun. Yeah, there we go.
So it's a really great sale. It's a great cause, and it's just going to be fun.
Awesome. So come on out every single day because you'll probably find something new every time you walk through there because they'll be putting the boxes up on the table.
And people will hear about the sale and say, oh, I'm going to take them my books that I've been meaning to donate.
Do so they do every- that during the sale?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And as soon as the sale's over, daily. they come in, which is great. We love it. But yeah, people will hear about the sale and bring us more stuff.
I'll bring you the few books that I have acquired in my get rid of collection since the last time
I
did a donation, including Kierkegaard, which I did end up taking to the Bahamas after all. It was a slim volume and fit in my bag.
Right.
So Middlesex was bigger, so it wouldn't quite fit.
It was heavy.
It was heavy. Kierkegaard was also heavy. But
so before we get nerdy about books,
before we haven't started doing,
I know,
that yet,
right?
Okay.
If Lydia thinks she's a book nerd, I'm going to be a library geek for a minute. I think I forgot to send you the link. We're launching a new catalog, and it's awesome.
Ooh.
So can you pull up something on the web? Can you do that?
Sure. Keep
ready?
CHPL. Wait.
Okay. And everybody listening can play along at home. CHPL dot bibliocommons.
Really?
Yes.
BIBLIOCOMMONS.
.com. So this is our new catalog. We are currently in the soft launch phase. And people are like, why are you so excited about your new catalog?
I like this.
Because it's awesome. So people can hop on now and start using it. BiblioCommons is the company that we're using.
It looks like Netflix. It looks like when you go to the Netflix site, they give you that like scrolling list of recommendations.
So the way that we talk about it is Google-like search, Amazon-like features, and a Goodreads-like social function.
Yes.
And it is that Netflix-like visual. But the premise of the catalog is that it's great searching. You get all this visual, but you can rate things, you can review things, you can make a list. So we can start making a list of all the books that we talk about on the show.
Awesome.
We can tweet it, we can Facebook it. The mayor is on there now.
Nice.
He's rating books.
Someone has apparently rated every book that Anne Lamott ever wrote, one right after the other.
Right. So that could be somebody on our staff, or it could be a new user.
Uh-huh.
But you do have to, when you first log in, you have to create a username, but you can, it's just got great functionality.
Awesome.
It's wicked cool.
It looks really cool. Yeah.
Doesn't it look great?
You can search and find things and
it's
really nice.
Also, other libraries in the country use it, like New York Public and Seattle Public, and you can connect with their users through the catalog.
Oh,
so it's not just users here. If you find somebody who loves Kierkegaard, like if you find a user, I heart Kierkegaard Seattle, you can be like, there's another one of us.
You know, if there's another person who loves Kierkegaard, he's going to live
in Seattle. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So check that out.
It's a very rainy book.
Right. You can hop on and start using it. But we are, as I said, this is our soft launch. And on December 15th, we will flip the switch. So right now, you can currently use our old catalog and our new catalog. But this is going to be a game changer.
Awesome. Well, we got to do
book
recommendations.
Okay.
Okay. So cool. So the topic is friends.
Yes.
Or friendship or friends, whatever. And I was disappointed. I was a little bit disappointed with myself when you suggested friends, because I just recommended Harry Potter like 2 weeks ago.
What was that topic?
It was
family.
It was Thanksgiving. It was family and friendship and everything. And I was really proud of myself for recommending Harry Potter for then. But for friendship, that would be a perfect recommendation as well. But already did it, so won't be recommending. But I'll recommend it again. But I won't count it towards my recommendations.
Okay.
All right. So
are you going? All
I
that
can
build
go,
up.
I can go.
Go
okay,
do
I'll,
it.
I'll go. First one that I thought of immediately, other than Harry Potter, was Of Mice and Men. John Steinbeck, which is kind of a depressing way of starting a book on friendship, but actually a very powerful statement about friendship.
I agree.
At the same time. Yeah. That's all I got. It's a short book. It deserves a short explanation. Of Mice and Men, John Steinbeck. If you haven't read it, do it. It's great.
Friendship. There you go. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit more obvious with the friendship thing. And my recommendation, it's a classic. The Group by Mary McCarthy. It came out in 1963. And I was not a fan of Sex and the City. The book that it was based on, I was not a fan of the show, because I felt like it was basically a sort of fluffy, weak update of this book. And in fact, Candace Bushnell, the author, I think that somebody prompted her to originally write a modern day version of the group.
Okay.
And I wish she hadn't, because the group is a really great book.
I've never heard of the group, actually.
So Mary McCarthy was a really great writer, and it is basically, it follows the lives of eight friends who are all female graduate. Well, the only kind of graduate from Vassar is female graduate.
At the time.
Right. It's the class of 1933.
Okay.
And it follows them post-graduation. And it's, again, if you... It's the Sex and the City just did this really sort of wash over it. It was just not as good. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I just didn't like it. But the group, it's a great look, because some things haven't changed. So these women graduate and they're going to go out and change the world and break the mold and break the, you know, whatever the glass ceiling was then and do things differently. And of course, they have to navigate the realities of the world that they live in and the realities of their own situations. And then they fall into marriage and raising children and, you know, paying the mortgage and all of that. So it's a wonderful, realistic book at friendship that I really think stands up. So if you liked or didn't like Sex and the City, or if you like books about women's lives and a classic writer, The Group by Mary McCarthy.
All right. Check that out. Next recommendation. The next book that I thought of in terms of like, oh, great book about friendship is Bridge to Terabithia. But I can't recommend it because I haven't read it. So what I've thought of instead, Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
That's a great, great, again, book about friendship, book about the connections between sort of unlikely friends, in this case, the pig and the spider, and everyone else on the farm as well who gets forgotten.
Who's your favorite character?
It's got to be Charlotte. Come on.
Mine's Templeton the Rat.
Oh, Templeton's
really cool. I love Templeton.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've read Charlotte's Web, but yeah, Templeton's really cool. Was there a cat in Charlotte's Web as well?
I don't know.
I can't remember. It's been a while since I've read it.
There's probably a cat.
There's
minor character.
A cat, yeah.
So to get really nerdy, I have a thing for first lines of books, and Charlotte's Web has one of my favorite
first lines.
And I think I might. I'm not going to be spot on, but it's darn close. Uh-huh. And I believe it's, "Where are you going with that axe, Paul?" Which is just devastatingly awesome first line.
That is a great thing that if you're at a party and you need to, you're all alone and everyone's like having conversations and you just need to interject in one of them, just walk into a conversation and just throw that line.
Where are you going with that axe, Paul? It is a great line, though.
Like,
I really, if a book has a great first line, I'm in.
The first time Eusarion saw the chaplain, he fell instantly in love with him.
That's catch 22.
That's catch 22. Yeah, I think that's my favorite opening line.
But I have another one that I can't say on the air. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
It's the first line of a Stephen King book, but I can't say it on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it my turn? It's my turn, isn't it?
No, you just did Charlotte's Web.
And then
I got off.
Right. We were talking about, Okay, so next up.
Okay. All right, so I've talked about one of my favorite authors before, Donna Tartt. I think in our first show on First Efforts, I recommended The Secret History by Donna Tartt, which is about a bunch of friends at college. Mm-hmm. And I really think all of her books have a theme of friendship in one way or another. Her third book, most recent book, is The Goldfinch, which was one of the biggest books of the last year and is very, very good, and also has the friendship theme. But I want to talk briefly about her second book, which actually has the word friend in the title, The Little Friend, by Donna Tartt. And it is, for people that love her, they love The Secret History and they love her third book. And this one, they kind of think, not so much. But I think it deserves... the second time that I read it, I really, really loved it. And it is, I think it's very long, all of her books are, and it's about two young characters. There's a terrible murder in a small southern town that devastates everyone. And the two young girls, as they grow up, decide that they are going to solve it. And it's got great references. In fact, one of the characters is named Harriet. It's kind of this homage to Harriet the Spy. Mm-hmm. And it's this kind of sweeping tale with, again, I have a theme of strong female characters. Mm-hmm. And there's friendship in it as well, but it's actually got the word friend in it. And she's one of my favorite authors, and it's one of her underappreciated books.
Okay.
So all of her books are very long, and they're all very different, but it's got these great themes of innocence and the danger of keeping secrets.
Cool.
So The Little Friend by Donna Tartt.
For whatever reason, that reminded me of Encyclopedia Brown.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan of those, too.
Yeah. Which is another good book about friendship. We don't really talk about the relationship between Encyclopedia and Sally, but, like, I'm
just so impressed that you knew Sally's name. Like, you didn't even have to dig
Sally
for
Kimball,
it.
Sally Kimball, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, I believe. Everyone talks about Bugs.
You should be a librarian. If this radio gig ever gets old, you could be a librarian.
Coming in once a week, it'll never get old. And I'll live. I'll librarian vicariously through you. What is the verb for to be a librarian?
To library.
Okay, there we go. Awesome. So
your
next,
turn.
Next recommendation.
Is this Lydia's?
This is Lydia's. Yes.
Okay.
Lydia Lavelle recommended the best, and so many of the great books about friendship are about unlikely friends.
Yes.
People are just sort of thrust together in unusual circumstances or surprising circumstances, and they're not supposed to be friends, or they hate each other at first, or you are the most insolent, impudent man I've ever met in my entire life. And I will never marry you ever, ever, ever.
You rake.
Every Katharine Hepburn movie with Humphrey Bogart.
Which, by the way, have you ever seen Desk Set?
No.
That's Hepburn and Tracy.
Ooh.
She's a librarian.
Oh, I've seen Adam's Rib. That's the only one.
Spencer Tracy's going to come in, and he's going to install the giant computer that's going to put them out of work. And it's got a Christmas scene in it. Oh. Everyone out there, go watch Desk Set, including you, Aaron Keck.
Okay,
sorry.
But unlikely friends, and possibly the best friendship in the history of American literature, Huck Finn and Jim.
Well done, Lydia Lavelle.
Lavelle. That was her recommendation. It's like, I did not even think of that, but yes, that's about as good as it gets.
That's great.
For literature about friendship, yeah.
Well
That's
done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, where do I go after that?
I don't know,
Mayor of Carborough goes to Huck Finn.
Huck Finn.
I'm going to talk about a squirrel with superpowers.
That's good. That's a good book.
I'm actually going to talk about a book with squirrel with superpowers.
Squirrel with superpowers.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So here we go.
Is this going to be Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's a raccoon. Yeah. So the third book that I wanted to recommend is Flora and Ulysses. It's a kid's book, and it won the Newbery. I forget which one it won. I'm pretty sure that it won the Newbery. Anyways, Flora and Ulysses by Kate DiCamillo. She also wrote Because of Winn-Dixie, which is a wonderful book about a friendship between a girl and a dog.
Yeah.
My fourth grader just recently read that with his class at Estes, and then we watched the movie, and they're both very, very good. But Flora and Ulysses, it's an illustrated novel for kids. And again, a strong female character. She's this young girl named Flora, and she is very cynical. Her parents have recently divorced, and she's obsessed with this comic book series called Terrible Things Happen to You. And she's read them all, and she can quote them, and she basically doesn't hope. She's very, she just is very factual about things. And all. So that's her.
I'm getting a Daria vibe.
A Daria?
Yeah.
Who's Daria?
Who's Daria from MTV?
Daria.
The cartoon? No.
I don't know that one. All I do is read books, man. I don't watch MTV.
Okay.
So that's Flora.
Show. Yeah.
And one day she meets a squirrel who's been run over.
From Daria.
And the squirrel is on his deathbed, and she thinks she's going to come in and just watch what happens. But the squirrel fights back, and he comes back, and he's got superpowers. So you have a cynical young girl who's obsessed with comic books, and she's now becomes friends with a squirrel named Ulysses who's got superpowers.
I like it. How old, what's the age range for this book?
I think it's considered sort of a middle grade reader.
Okay.
So, my fourth grader's reading Kate DiCamillo, but also seventh and eighth graders read her.
Okay.
She's a really wonderful author. She also wrote The Tale of Despero, which is, a mouse in that one.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah.
So that is Flora and Ulysses by Kate DiCamillo.
Okay. I've got one more recommendation, and this is another book that I haven't read in years and years and years and years and years and years. And years, but
so it's been a while.
It's been a little while, but this is sort of the classic, one of the first books that you encounter when you're a young child learning to read about friendship, and it's Frog and Toad.
Oh yes,
I love Frog and Toad. Series of books. Wind in the Willows is the one I was looking online for books about friendship. That was me cheating, and the recommendation that kept coming up was Wind in the Willows, which is another like Frog and his friends kind of story, or Toad and his friends, I guess, story. But Frog and Toad are friends is such a classic.
Yes, my 6-year-old loves those.
Yep,
we have a big fat collection of those.
All right, that's it for me for recommendations. So
Okay.
What more do you got?
I got no more, but we can keep talking. Yeah,
oh.
I brought three because I always bring like eight.
Yeah.
And I only talk about three, so I brought three. But that does not mean that I can't keep talking.
I would love to keep talking. We've got to take a break. We've got like 15 minutes of commercials to get
okay.
to. 6 minutes left
okay.
in the hour.
Okay, I won't talk anymore. Friend sale Friday.
Friend sale, yes. This Friday, when is
Saturday
it
and Sunday. 2 till 5:30 on Friday. Members only. Members spot. Yep. You can become a member at the door. Saturday from 10 till 5. My phone just died. And Sunday from 5:30 and Sunday from
1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Is it 1 to 4 or is it 1 to 5? Okay, I'll look it up.
Wait, I've got it right here. 1 to 4. Sunday, bag okay. sale. 10 to 5:30 Saturday. 2 till 5:30. Members only. Membership sold at the door.
All right. So head to the Chapel Hill Public Library on Friday. Get your membership or come to the friend sale on Saturday and Sunday. You can get a bag of books on Sunday for $5, and there's a lot more where that came from.
Probably all the books that we talked about today you can find there.
You can definitely find there. Awesome. Susan Brown, thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Right. 4:53 here at WCHL. Traffic and weather up next.